Get all the Masterforce outdoor power equipment you need to maintain your yard at Menards. Own the outdoors with Masterforce 80-volt power equipment, delivering all the power of gas without the maintenance. The entire 80-volt line is powered by brushless motors for ultimate performance and productivity. From lawnmowers to leaf blowers, string trimmers, and more, find everything you need to create the lawn of your dreams with Masterforce power equipment at Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
On today's episode of Down the Wire, Aaron Judge has tied the home run record. We have more records, and we want to know if they are breakable or not. The MLB wildcard race gets hot. NBA breakout stars. And did you see what the NFL did to the Pro Bowl this week? All this and more coming at you down the wire.
Every time we do it, y'all, we do it with fire. Yeah. Sports podcast down the wire. Every time we do it, y'all, we do it with fire. Yeah. Sports podcast down the wire. Down the wire. Yeah, down the wire. Yeah. Tom and Dave Burks. Yeah, down the wire. Yeah, down the wire. Yeah, down the wire. Yeah, Tom and Dave Burks. Yeah, down.
Episode number 86. Down the wire. Do you have to fucking burp?
I thought I was going to.
Oh my God. I downed a Coke. Just told him to not burp and burp all your burps out.
Man, that's what happens when you don't drink soda and then you pound a soda to get your blood sugar up, not to die.
Okay, well, don't die, please, okay? That would be great. I would love if you don't die. Dave, do you have any, like, thing? I'm trying to think of how I want to word this. So do you have any good omens that are uncharacteristic or atypical, do you think? Do you have things in your life that, like, that you consider, speaking of dying?
Yeah,
that's a bad omen. Yeah, that one's not good. But do you have anything that when it happens, you're like, you associate it with good luck? You know how your girlfriend doesn't like thumbs ups?
Yeah.
Right? Like, so the opposite.
Yeah, no, I know what you're talking about. Like, good omen for me, when you get an exact dollar amount.
Ooh, okay. Like, when that, you order something?
Yeah, yeah. That is always something that I'm always like, all right.
Yeah.
All right.
Like, you ordered the right thing that
day. Or it's got like, I'm not going to lie, I already know what my order from Quick Trip is, so I can get it to be $6.66.
Ooh, okay.
Right? Like, that to me is kind of cool.
Sinister.
Yeah, yeah. Look, I'm just saying, it's rather rad. But like those, especially like the exact dollar amount stuff, that to me is always a good omen.
Yeah. Okay. I have another one for you. I'm a big fan of when you're playing a song in the car and the song ends when you arrive at a destination.
Ooh, that's a solid one.
You know what I mean? Like, that feels really good. Like, oh, I picked the right song or the right set of songs till I got to my location.
What about, speaking of, like, kind of off the song thing, when you're talking about a song or talking about a movie or a TV show, and then you, like, either turn on the radio and that song's playing, or you turn on the TV and as you're scrolling through the channels, like, that movie you were talking about is playing. That is always a good one.
Is that creepy?
No, that's good.
That's good?
That's omen. Okay. Yeah, that's someone, like, watching out for you. Do that all the time at Comedy Sports.
Mm.
We were just talking about Spaceballs the other day.
Oh, that's a good movie.
Right? And then Spaceballs, the theme song, came in on the bar's radio.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, that's also a song that you're not expecting to hear in a bar.
Right.
So, that's fucking rad.
That's what I'm saying. So, anyway, when I got here, the song ended. I forgot what song it was now, but...
Baby, baby,
yeah, probably.
Baby,
right at the end. Perfect. Just done. And I was like, oh, yeah, this can be good now because of that.
Canadian.
Should we get to some sports?
Dude!
we had the biggest story. I mean, first of all, can we give ourselves a hand for, like, totally calling this home run stuff this year?
Dude, I'm going to give it to you. That is 100% on you. You talked up the Judge thing and the Pujols thing big time.
I was feeling confident.
Both have happened. Yes. Judge hasn't broken the record
yet. He has the record now.
Tied. Yes. Yeah, he's tied. Though, you know, there's still angry old white men out there that are still mad and say Barry Bonds has the record. You're dead wrong.
I have the crazy part about all this 61 stuff. You've seen all the 61 stuff with this 61 stuff?
Sure.
So it's 61 years after Roger Maris hit 61 home runs in 1961, Aaron Judge hit his 61st home run.
Yeah, that was pretty rad.
That's really weird. And baseball does that because baseball's so old, so it just happens to line up all the time.
It has to be like that.
Yeah.
But we just had that happen last year with the Bucks, though, right?
Like, right, what is it, 50 and 50.
Yeah, like, that's pretty rad.
That's pretty sick.
That's pretty fucking rad.
Yeah, yeah, 50 years apart to spread them out. But I'd rather win them closer, to be fair.
Well, I mean, of course we would, as I'm sure everyone who has a sports team would love to say that their team won.
You saw
won
the guy
their...
drop the ball?
Both guys.
Dude.
They were so angry.
How much money you think that ball goes for?
61, not as much as 62.
Not as much. I'm thinking 500,000 in my brain. That's what I would think the ball would go for.
I was thinking 250.
Okay. Okay. Because I think the 62 goes for 2 million.
And the minute that 62 is hit, that ball depreciates in value so fast. That not the 62 ball, the 61 ball.
Right. Yes.
Yeah. So like, if you, they would have got it, honestly, I would have posted that shit online so fast because you just don't know if Judge was going to make it or not. Right. This is a legend ball right here.
Would Judge buy it all?
Get all the Masterforce outdoor power equipment you need to maintain your yard at Menards. Own the outdoors with Masterforce 80-volt power equipment, delivering all the power of gas without the maintenance. The entire 80-volt line is powered by brushless motors for ultimate performance and productivity. From lawnmowers to leaf blowers, string trimmers, and more, find everything you need to create the lawn of your dreams with Masterforce power equipment at Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile. And the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time. There's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Off of them,
there were talks
is
about
that,
it.
Is that unethical?
No,
I don't think so at all either.
No, they got fucking millions and millions and millions
it's
of
a
dollars.
Valuable ass ball, man.
Dude, I want to give some mad props though to Albert Pujols, who was just like 700 fan. Keep it,
meh.
I don't care.
He don't care.
Honestly, I have loved Albert Pujols so much this season.
Yes.
And
we were the biggest haters of him last year.
Yeah, well, it wasn't
so
much. We
had a whole game of no-hitters versus Pujols home runs.
But it was like sad sack.
Yes.
Like, it wasn't because we truly hated him. It was just like, Pujols, man, it's time to hang up the bats and the cleats.
And he told us go fuck ourselves.
Yeah, yeah. He, like, I don't know what it is about
21 homers?
St. Louis,
I wish Christian Yelich would hit 21 homers.
I wish
My God.
Oh, my God.
100% you would have rather had Pujols this year than Christian Yelich. That was 100% the case. I have a little snippet here of five records in baseball that are considered unbreakable, and it came out from Fox Sports, and they ranked them in order of 1 to 5. And I want to present them to you because I think they completely mix this whole thing up. So do you want to take a guess at some of the records that are in there?
Well, 100% it's Ripken's undefeated.
That's right, undefeated. Not in the top five.
What? How is that not?
I mean,
How is that not?
I would say that's got to be in there. Yes.
I will say. I would say that, I guess.
Ripken's record
there's a
does,
couple
have,
in here.
Does have a weird asterisk to it because of the strike season, right? Mm-hmm. So, like, it never goes, that streak doesn't stop with that.
Okay.
Also, did you know that those streaks don't stop with injury?
What do you mean?
If he goes on the DL or the IL, he still has a streak.
I don't think so.
Yes.
What are you serious?
Yes. It's him starting a game. Isn't that fucked?
That's weird.
Yeah, that's weird. But so like I said, but honestly, still an amazing accomplishment.
Sure.
Gehrig's hit streak.
Not Gehrig.
Not Gehrig. What am I?
Joe.
Lewis.
DiMaggio?
No. DiMaggio. I can't remember that shit. Yeah, sorry. DiMaggio's hit streak,
yeah,
though.
Yeah, 56. That's third on this list.
Okay. That's also... Oh, man.
That would be pretty high, too. Although, there is the all-time records, plus there's, like, a seasonal accomplishment in here as well.
I don't care about that. What is the like all-time wins by a pitcher like in a season on that?
No, it's not. The five that are here. Number five, Cy Young's complete games, and I
100%
think this needs to be number one.
Yeah,
when
I
look at
games,
this record,
complete games just aren't a thing.
749.
Who's number two on that list?
I don't know, but there's no way anyone's going to break that record ever. I get it. It was 1900. It was different, but that is some different ass shit. I can't believe he still has an arm. Number four, a little bit of recency bias in this one, I think, but maybe I can see it.
By the way, Pud Gavin is second all time with 646.
So he's 100 behind.
Yeah.
He's 100. That's never going to be broken.
And he's also the only other player to complete more than 600 games.
Yeah, so that's never going to be broken.
It's never going
to be broken. Never going to be broken.
Sorry, number four.
Number four, it was this year broken. Adam Wainwright, Yadi Molina starts together, 325. I think that's fair to be up there.
Yeah, I wouldn't put it over
Cy
complete
Young.
Games.
Yeah, it's not over Cy Young's.
Is this, like, legit ranked, though?
Yes.
No, this can't be ranked.
Yes, from Fox Sports, Unbreakable Records, and it has the top five.
To me, it feels like it's, like, just things. like, these are five records that are not going to be broken.
It's a record for most starts as a duo.
No, sorry, I'm saying, like, but it's not ranked 5-1.
I think it is.
Oh, my God, that's terrible.
Number three, we said DiMaggio. Number two.
Yeah, and DiMaggio's hit streak is
never going to be broken.
Just pitching is just too damn good, and guess what? Strikeouts are too damn relevant in the sport at this point. So,
sorry. Number two is Shohei Ohtani getting 10 wins and 30 homers in a year. Are we ever going to see that again?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't feel like that's like not doable.
Pitcher hitter.
Yeah. Don't you think that you might get some pitcher hitters periodically?
We hadn't seen anything like Shohei Ohtani since Babe Ruth.
I'm not going to say
people are
going to
be brought up as dual now?
I'm not going to say that this one is not achievable. If I had to pick between
this... I mean, Cy Young is definitely not going to happen before the Shohei one.
If I had to pick between this and Cal Ripken...
Yeah, fair enough.
I'm sorry. I'm picking Cal Ripken Jr.'s streak all day.
How many games is that? Look that up real quick, and I'll tell you what number one is. Number one is Barry Bonds' all-time home run record of 762, which I guess you can put that there, but there's an asterisk, right? Like, that record counts, but, like... The common fan doesn't like to count that one.
2,632 consecutive games.
Yeah, that's nuts.
That's just not being beat.
That's like 18 years of not missing games.
That's like if like the robot umpires get robot players. Like that's how that gets beat.
Yeah, maybe. And a robot would malfunction before that.
Exactly.
No way the same robot would be able to play for 18 years.
Unless they just, I honestly, there's just no way. There's no way that gets beat.
So, speaking of baseball, we should talk some wild card baseball playoff races. That was fun with the records, though. There's definitely got to be another segment in there with football and basketball coming up, too, here now, too. We got some of that later on in the show as well. But this MLB baseball, it's getting really close to October. It's the 30th when we're releasing this of September. Playoff baseball in October, that's always a good time, it feels like. They always get it right in baseball in October. It seems like the only time they get it right. But every chance, they push you away, they bring you back in. And we have some pretty heated wild card races in the National League now.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, National League is getting pretty dicey.
So every division winner is locked up already. The in the AL, it is the Guardians, it is the Yankees, and the Astros. Those are 3-1 right there.
Yeah, Astros went nuts, by the way.
Pretty good year. And
what do we have, still 7 games?
Yeah, we still have some time.
Something like that.
They can go off
still. They can go almost like... Get super close to 110.
You think Correa opts out?
Ooh.
He might.
Yeah, he's going to get some money.
He might get some money. Twins are not going to make it. Only team left that could make it still is the Orioles. They're pretty far back, though. Still going to be a magical year for them. Blue Jays lock it up. Tampa looks pretty good, and Seattle at that last spot has five games.
I'm rooting for Baltimore, but I'm also rooting for Seattle real bad.
Right. I want Seattle to be there, too.
Like, let Seattle break that fucking streak. Like, that's a fucking streak right now.
That could be up there 21 years.
It is the longest streak in professional sports right now of teams to make a playoff. Like, it is currently at, like you said, 21 years?
22 seasons, 21 seasons, something like that.
That is nuts.
That's a long-ass time. That's nuts. The Jaguars were in 5 years ago. They might be back in there this year, too.
Ooh.
And the National League, Dodgers, Mets, Cardinals, that's 1-3. Braves, they're disgusting as well. They could still win the division in the Central. That's not clinched up. Padres and Brewers currently looking pretty good with the Phillies. If they're tied at the end of the day, would get the spot. But they have the Brewers listed one above them for some reason.
I would assume that's because it's alphabetical.
Streak?
Alphabetical.
Oh, okay. Maybe.
Milwaukee over Philly.
That makes sense.
Yeah, because I don't... That doesn't make sense.
The Phillies would be in if it ended today, not the Brewers.
Yeah.
But the Brewers are kind of getting hot right now, and Craig Tember, you know, in full effect right here, maybe a little bit. And that's the only exciting storyline right now within these playoffs is the races of what could happen. The Brewers could make it. Phillies could make it. Giants, I guess, could make it, but that's probably not going to happen either, too. That would be insane.
Okay, so I know Milwaukee's got Miami coming up.
Yes.
And then
I think the Diamondbacks to finish off.
That feels right.
Yes.
Philly's got Washington coming up. I don't know what their last series is.
I know that the Brewers, every single game they have is at home, and every single game the Phillies have is on the road for the rest of the year.
Oh.
And that's pretty sick.
That definitely helps them out. Don't get me wrong.
It looks pretty good then.
And even the Padres, they got a pretty difficult race ahead of them too, because they're going, what the fuck happened here? They're going against the Dodgers coming up.
I don't think it really matters who they play, to be honest. I would almost rather play the Cardinals than the Braves, right?
The Padres have to
play the Braves if they are in. And that Phillies Milwaukee spot would play the Cardinals.
Yeah, I mean, St. Louis, let's just be honest, the NL Central is just kind of trash.
I mean, it's definitely weaker than the Braves and the Mets. So they could play the Mets either, too. That's your two options.
Shout out to the Cubs, because I thought they were going to be dead last in the NL Central, and they kind of came back.
Told you they were fiery, man. I told you at the beginning of the year.
Still,
I thought they were, you know, maybe better
Settle
than they could have been, but still. I liked them that first series. I was like, that's a team that's going to be decent. They got 70 wins. They could not lose 90. That would be all right, right? Bro, for that Cubs team.
Washington Nationals have 54 games won this year.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. They are trash.
They're bad.
Yeah, that's shout out Joe Pohorilis on that one. I'm excited for October. Who do you got in right now? If you're just going to say it, you think the Dodgers, Astros, you going chalk? Going chalk here?
Going pretty chalk? Give me Astros. Man, I want to say Mets. I think that
I really want Dan to get a ring. If Dan Vogelbach gets a ring.
That legend.
Oh, retires? My God. He should.
Retires on top, man.
I'll pay you.
I'm going to say, like, man, looking at those lineups for pitching, because that's what's going to get them there, right? Who has the better
pitching? The Dodgers. The Dodgers from top to bottom are just disgusting.
They are just gross.
Disgusting. They're so good. They've set the record for wins in Dodgers history already, and season's not over.
Can we just not have the Dodgers win the World Series? Like, that's all I care about.
You know, I really like Mookie Betts.
I don't care.
And I really, you know, Freddie Freeman, whatever.
He's got a ring already. I don't care. Mookie's got a ring already. I don't care.
But I really like Mookie Betts. He's so good.
Dude, give me Scherzer. Oh, he's got a ring.
He's got a ring.
Oh, never mind.
DeGrom needs one.
Yeah, DeGrom. Dan Vogelbach.
And Dan Vogelbach.
Let's go.
And Lindor after they blew it, remember? Yeah, fun stuff in baseball. That's enough baseball for today. The NBA now is up next, and we are about to embark on another season of the NBA here with our Milwaukee Bucks, our entire coverage. I'm so excited for the NBA. I missed it. Dave. The Bucks?
Can you come out with a complete sentence?
The Bucks.
Is this how hyped you are?
Yes. I'm really excited to see Milwaukee this year, okay? I'm really pumped to get some tickets for my work and hopefully, like, get good stuff hooked up with that. I think we're going to get going to Bucks games.
That's why you got
to
know Andrew, man.
Oh, shout out Adam Roberts. He started.
Hey!
Yeah, so I'm...
Was he reporting on, like a traffic stop or something like that?
No, but he's, like, training now, I think.
All right.
So...
You get to hang out with him. Just so you know, he likes musicals.
Oh, good
so,
for him.
Shout out to you, Adam Roberts. It's National Broadway Musical Day.
So for the NBA this year, we have a lot to look forward to. There's always someone who seems to take that next step, right? Luka a couple years ago, Ja Morant maybe last year, DeMar DeRozan, you could maybe argue, kind of came back a little bit last year.
Yeah, yeah.
There is always up-and-comers in the NBA, and there's always people that are poised to make breakout seasons. And I have a list from Zach Buckley from Bleacher Report that they tweeted out, and I wanted to see how you feel about some of the names on this list, okay? First name, the number one name, where I'm going to start at the top, because I don't know if I'm going to go all the way from 10 to 1. I don't really want to do that. So the guy that they have on this list...
To have the biggest breakout season.
Cade Cunningham.
Ooh, I'm okay with that.
You think so?
I'm okay with that for sure. I think...
High expectations from the one pick.
Well, first of all, the Pistons team is pretty good, if I remember correctly. They loaded up this year, and now they got like dudes like... Kemba Walker and stuff like that.
Oh, I do remember Kemba Walker was on the Pistons. That's crazy to me whenever I think that.
Yeah, and just all together here, I'm bringing it up just for my own recollection. But yeah, man, like Cade Cunningham, Jaden Ivey, Sadiq.
Ooh, we love Jaden Ivey. You know how much we love Jaden Ivey.
Sadiq Bey, Marvin Bagley III, and Bojan Bogdanovic as their starting five.
Maybe.
And like... That's pretty good. And then you got dudes like, you know, Alec Burks in the second rotation, Killian Hayes, Isaiah Stewart. I mean, that's not a bad roster at all.
I think I like 2 and 3 better on this list, so I'll say them together. 2 and 3, Tyrese Halliburton, Jalen Green.
Where's Tyrese Halliburton?
He went to Indy now.
Okay. Oh, that's right. I don't know, man. I think Cade Cunningham is a better pick than Tyrese Halliburton.
Mm.
Yeah, what was 3?
Number three was Jalen Green.
That's not bad.
Yeah, he's going to be good.
I like him at three.
He's going to be
pretty
good. I think
that's a pretty solid get.
Number four will not prepare you for this list. Okay?
In a good or bad way. There's not a positive. Like a positive
I could give
sign.
You 50 guesses. You won't get it, but you'll know the player right when I say it. So here it is.
Okay. Over the age of 30 or under?
Under.
Okay. Western Conference?
I think he moved in the offseason.
So Eastern Conference.
You would know him more on an Eastern Conference team generally in his career.
All right. Give it to me.
Lauri Markkanen.
All right. I believe is he on
Cleveland? No.
No, he got moved. He got traded with to Utah.
Oh, yeah.
So he's
Clarkson,
in the West,
right?
Yeah. No.
Yeah, Jordan Clarkson's gone, man.
Donovan Mitchell.
Oh, yeah, it's Donovan Mitchell, you're right.
Dumbass.
Sorry. Lauri Markkanen. No, I don't like that. I don't think
you
so.
Don't,
I think
you don't think so, man?
I think he's past it, bro.
All right.
And number 5 I'll put on this list just because they have Michael Porter Jr., and I feel like we have him on the list every year, but he gets hurt.
They say Michael Porter Jr. all the fucking time.
You can see 6 through 10 on Bleacher Report's Twitter if you want. I don't really like any of the names on it, so I kind of had a voice crack in there, too. You saw this Bill Russell Caruso stuff?
Yeah. This is nuts to me.
Why don't you intro this one?
All right. So I had to bring this up. I actually sent this to Tom and a lot of our friends earlier, but earlier this season, after Bill Russell passed, or I should say this year, the NBA retired the number 6 altogether, league-wide. It's actually the first time any sports organization has done this since Jackie Robinson.
Mm-hmm.
And arguably, I think Jackie Robinson and Bill Russell are the only players that I can think of that you should do this for. Can you think of a better one to kind of, like another person to kind of have that?
Not someone who owns a number so iconically.
That's what I'm saying. I don't think there is anyone that you could say needs to have like a full retirement. But Alex Caruso currently has the number 6 on the Chicago Bulls.
Mm-hmm.
And when Alex heard about this, this quote, I did give some thoughts to changing this year, and the NBA told me I couldn't because I was in the top 75 of jersey sales. Wow.
Yeah, I think that's nuts. That's a wild statement when I see that. And then the first thing I thought of was now I want to see who's all the number 6 and like how many players does this actually affect with
sure.
this whole thing, right? And looking through the list, there's not a whole lot. There's the big one of LeBron James.
He
as
has
well.
No problem changing it.
Yeah,
though.
For sure.
And I think that's because he's, I guess, just changed it
so many
times.
I mean,
so
that would
times?
Be pretty hypocritical if LeBron didn't change his jersey with Bill Russell. You know what I mean? Like, that would
what
be
do you
pretty
think?
Tough.
Does he go to 32?
What's Bronny's number?
Ugh.
Yeah.
Don't
they're
do
gonna,
that.
They're going to match numbers now?
Can, no.
He
double
can't be,
zero? Ooh, how about double zero for LeBron?
99? That would be sick.
No, no.
That would be sick.
No.
69?
You can't have any number over 50 in the NBA.
Luka rocks 77 pretty good.
No, they're gross.
I think he does.
It's gross, man.
Over 50?
Gross.
Okay. All
that's
right.
Like Chris Webber when he went to the Pistons and wore 84. Ugh.
Yeah. It's like that in baseball a little bit too, I feel. Like when Prince Fielder was wearing 84. That was gross. yeah. So other names on this list, though. We have like Nikhil Alexander Walker, like you said, Alex Caruso, Bryn Forbes, our guy.
not our guy.
Montrezl Harrell, also on this list.
Where the hell is he at now?
Is he in Washington? Yeah, Washington.
I thought he switched.
And the other guy who I thought and wanted to bring up, who I wanted to argue, do you think he's in the top 75 of NBA jersey sales? Kristaps Porzingis.
Yeah, I'm going to say no.
He doesn't make it? I think he does.
No, he's overshadowed by
Luka.
Well,
when he was in New York, he was.
Yeah, well, no shit.
For sure.
But then he went to Dallas and then subsequently to Washington. No chance. No chance.
Maybe not. Maybe not. But another international guy.
Yeah. So, like, I'm going back to this article, man. This is such a hypocritical move by the NBA.
Oh, for sure.
I'm sorry. I realize Alex Caruso is finally in the top 75 of jersey sales.
As he should be.
That's never going to happen again, Alex Caruso. Just be prepared.
I 100% will.
Like, how much of this is based off of Grayson Allen taking him out for, like, 3 months?
Mm. Oh. Yes. I had a yawn there.
Oh, okay.
That's why I was like, oh.
Yeah, because I think that honestly kind of helped them a little bit.
Mm.
But
Alex Caruso has been a meme for a while in the NBA.
Yeah, dude.
And he had the LA market and Chicago market. He's had some pretty big markets.
Mm, it's not happening again. Dude, he's on a downward trend, man. He's not going to be an all-star. He's not going to be anything more than just that dog of a guy, right? Mm, right? That
dog.
He's like a pest.
He's the gym rat.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's your Luke Ridenour.
He's like the guy that, like, when you're hanging out with friends at a backyard party, he, like, shows up uninvited.
Mm, with way too short of shorts.
And, like, as you're all laughing, he just sort of, ha, 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 and cracks a beer himself. And, like, where'd you get that beer? Oh, I just grabbed it from the cooler.
But then proceeds to bang your girlfriend.
No. Yeah. What?
Caruso?
Fuck that.
Caruso's got getting swag.
No, Caruso ain't getting that type of puss. Don't even try.
I'm telling you, he's swagged out, man.
No, you're dead wrong.
He's going to change his number. No one's going to wear number 6. They're not going to let anyone wear number 6.
Yeah,
I'm sure.
I don't think so.
Predicting LeBron's number, I would love to see Vegas odds on what LeBron's number might be.
All right, let's take a guess as to where Caruso changes his number.
He'll be like number 1 or 3.
Ooh, okay. I was thinking he's going up. I was going to say like 52.
66? Just to say fuck it?
Eh, I don't mind that. Maybe. 16. Mm. Whatever, fuck you.
NBA news is over.
Yeah, there's more change, though, around the world of sports.
Yes, the NFL does, too. Did you see the big news?
Yes, I did see the big news.
I was making sure you saw it because we didn't just have a production meeting or anything beforehand about it. The Pro Bowl is no more.
It is dead.
That is big news.
Right here, I want you to play Taps.
Okay.
Yes, it is done. Poor Pro Bowl. A game no one wanted.
No one deserved.
R.I.P. Pro Bowl 2022.
Yeah, the Pro Bowl fucking sucks, man.
Yeah, it's been terrible.
No, it's always been bad. After Sean Taylor lit the punter up, nothing good happened.
Yeah, I'm done with it. But now they're adding the Pro Bowl games and requiring players to attend.
Ooh,
I'm sorry. That's some bullshit, too.
Well, maybe they'll make it awesome then and cooler and more money involved.
So let's quickly go through the details of these Pro Bowl games, divided into two separate categories of events, one being the skills competition and two being the game day events. So the skills competitions will occur the week of the games from Tuesday through Saturday and include non-football activities like dodgeball, a best catch competition, and quarterback drills, including thread the needle accuracy tests.
I'd rather see him just fucking launch it, right?
Dodgeball?
They've been doing dodgeball.
Don't you feel like this could like lead to some injury?
They use the what's it called balls. Like, it's not like real dodgeballs.
Yeah.
They're like the nerfy like, patty
but
ones.
But dudes are going to be like trying to flip all over than shit.
For sure. For sure. This is like got Tyreek Hill written all over it to dominate.
Yeah.
This entire thing. Like, he will kill these events and win the MVP of the 7-on-7 shit or whatever.
And here it is. That's what I was going to next. The game day events, which include roughly 3 hours of 7-on-7 flag football games.
Oh.
Without offense or defensive linemen.
Yeah.
That could kind of be cool.
I'm telling you, this whole thing is just like Tyreek Hill and his neck just running everywhere.
Then scores from both the skills and game day events will be compiled to determine a Pro Bowl Games champion.
Mm-hmm.
All players voted into the Pro Bowl will be invited by the NFL to participate in specific competitions or games dependent on their position and skill set. Each Pro Bowl team will still consist of 44 players. Members of the winning team will receive $84,000, and members of the losing team will receive $42,000.
Okay, so hear me out. They need to go full NBA with this and just mix the leagues up.
Yeah.
Like NFL street this shit.
Yeah.
Instead of like AFC, NFC, fuck that. Throw that out and just let all the good guys play together then. If they're going to do it like this and then have two quarterbacks be the captains?
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, I could see like Aaron Donald being a captain.
I say you like rotate positions. It's like quarterbacks 1 year, running backs 1 year,
okay.
Wide receivers 1 year. Let them.
What if it's just the top vote getter from each conference and then the draft?
You're still going to get way too many. No, you know why? Because you're going to get memes. You're going to get memes through that.
Well,
and you know they don't want that.
Realistically, though, not really.
Yes.
Not to the extent.
It happened in the NHL. It happened in the fucking NBA with Andrew Wiggins last year.
Yeah, but he didn't make it in as
he
a captain.
Made it in because of fucking captain, K-pop, dog.
But he wasn't a captain.
People are going to meme
I'm
that
I'm saying
shit
to
up.
Determine captains, do the fan vote.
No.
You'll
no
get
fan.
The top two guys in the fan vote.
No. Do the fan vote for...
And you can swing it either way.
Hold on, man. Let me do the fan vote for the available pool of players to be drafted.
Tell me Jalen Hurts, Lamar Jackson wouldn't be terrible.
Why would it be terrible?
Like, it wouldn't be...
Oh.
Yeah, that wouldn't
be
bad.
It wouldn't be terrible. But like, I just don't think that's going to happen. I don't. I think... I'd say that you switch it up. You get, like, a bunch of skill players... quarterbacks, you know, whatever. And then, like, 1 year you get defensive linemen. You get the two fucking hulking, like, Aaron Donald. You get fucking...
T.J. Watt and Aaron Donald.
T.J.
Like, could have been...
T.J. Watt, Micah Parsons.
Yeah.
Yeah, dude. Or, like, Jalen Ramsey, Jair Alexander. Bunch
NFL,
of shit
hire
talkers.
Us. Hire us, NFL. We are going to make the Pro Bowl better here.
This is what I'm talking about. Or, honestly, how about this? What if you went by divisions? So 1 year, it's a captain from the AFC North. It's a captain from the NFC North. And they draft. And then it's shit like that.
Yeah, but what if they suck?
There's going to be, like, fucking legendary guys, like, fucking all-stars on each division every year.
Mm.
Name one.
Like, what about the AFC South? Are we ready to put Trevor Lawrence as the captain?
How about, like, dudes in, like, defensive players in Indy? Who's the dude that changed his name?
Shaquille Leonard?
Yeah.
Jonathan Taylor?
You see?
Quentin Nelson.
I'm just saying, there is move. Derrick Henry!
Yeah.
Come on!
Yeah.
It works.
I think the divisions is a stretch, but I do think they should mix up the conferences. That would be way sick.
Yeah. Also, if they do that, though, it shouldn't be like... 44 and 44. They need to draft like the top 10
on then, TV.
Yeah, and then everything else can just be like
random.
Yeah, like filled out like by a draft machine or some shit.
Yeah, I'm not going to watch after that.
I'm just not going to watch this.
You're
going to
watch this.
Do
the first
so?
One. The first one you're going to watch.
I don't know about that, man.
You're going to watch the first one.
I don't think
you're
this
gonna
is
see
going
what it's
to be
about.
Fun.
You're going to see what it's about. I think the quarterback drills thread the needle. I'm way more interested in just like fuck it and chuck it. I want to see who can throw. Like, how far can Josh Allen really throw a football?
Just worth noting that the NFL's letter regarding the Pro Bowl games rules officially designates the showcase as a replacement event for the 2022 season, suggesting that the new format is merely a trial run for future years.
Mm.
So we could get something different.
Oh, okay.
There you go.
We got coaches on the hot seat.
That we do.
And
that we do.
We got to go over this hot seat review looking from the Roar. These coaches... we think that might make the hot seat right now after their start this year. And I'll be the first one to say this. I'll be the first one to say it. There's some guys on here that I expected. There's some guys that probably I didn't expect to see on this list.
Yeah.
And but we're being honest here, all right? Because we don't cap, if you know that. We have a whole show about that, No Cap Recap. Check that out on Mondays. Always a shameless plug in there. Who do you think's the first coach getting fired? Like, who's at the top of your shit list right now of NFL coaches that will not be on the team probably by the end of the season?
Can I give you two?
Sure.
Matt Rhule, Cliff Kingsbury.
Really? Those are the top two?
I think so.
Okay.
I think so. I think, like, those are the guys that, like, Matt Rhule's just got so much fucking power that I could see him getting axed right away.
Yeah, the Bill O'Brien shit.
Yeah, yeah. But Cliff Kingsbury has so much talent on his team, and he, realistically, that team should be quite good.
Right. And they don't have one of the best receivers in the league.
At least in the eyes of the... in the eyes of the, of the owner, right? I don't even know who the fuck the owner is, but, like, I would assume that he kind of looks at it and is like, man, we should be at least competing in this division.
Right.
Blah, 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 blah. What the fuck you doing? And doesn't Kingsbury have a fuck ton of power, too?
I don't know if he does.
All right. Well, let's go through this list of guys, and let's actually give a replacement. Potential replacement. Let's just assume they get fired.
Okay.
Okay.
Sure. Yeah.
So first up, Frank Reich.
Ooh, and the Colts. This guy, I think, needs to be higher on your list. I think he's in the top two. I think he's on the hot seat over Kingsbury. Maybe not Matt Rhule. Maybe Matt Rhule can be number one still. But I think Frank Reich, oof. Yeah, I don't like him there right now in Indy. They did just come off a big win in against Kansas City. But I don't see that being a popular trend this year. Jelani Woods, though, I did pick up on my fantasy team. I'm gonna ride that wave. I'm going to say maybe on him.
Also, Jim Irsay is fucking crazy.
Yeah, well, he'll be drunk at all the games.
Yeah, too. Well, he's got his chip.
I think that to replace the Colts, they should go offense. Switch it up. They got Reich for the quarterback whisperer, right? But I think see like Eric Bieniemy go there, I really think that would be an interesting fit in Indianapolis.
I don't know. I like the idea of going either special teams or defensive.
Mm.
Raheem Morris is a guy that you could see. Who's the dude in San Francisco?
Well, I know who you're thinking of. It's D'Amico Ryans. No.
Is it D'Amico Ryans now? Well, I thought he was elsewhere.
D'Amico Ryans is the defensive coordinator in San Francisco, and I was just going to say I like him a little bit, actually, if they go defense in Indy. That would be a really fun one. He was on the verge of maybe getting a job last year. Oh, was he, or is he L.A.? Is he L.A.'s defensive coordinator?
No, I think you're right. I think he is.
Yeah, he's San Francisco's, right? Who's the defense coordinator of L.A.? I should know that one, too.
But I love this article because it does say San Francisco Giants defensive coordinator D'Amico Ryans.
Mm.
Tough.
Yikes.
But for real, I do like the idea of them going defense because they don't have an offensive quarterback right now.
Right.
Right. An offensive quarterback. Yeah, unlike those defensive quarterbacks.
Exactly.
But they don't. They don't have any quarterback. They haven't had a quarterback since Andrew Luck unceremoniously retired on them, like, immediately before a season started. And honestly, like, that Andrew Luck move really fucked up this team.
I mean, that was so long ago now, though. Like, I'm sorry.
Was it?
Yeah, it's like 5 years now.
I think it's three.
Well, here's Matt Ryan, Carson Wentz,
Jacoby Brissett,
Phillip Rivers.
Ooh, you're right.
So they had a year of the ass guy before, right? Jacoby Brissett was in New England.
I think it's 4 years.
I think there's one more year we're missing.
All right. Well, it doesn't really matter.
Yeah.
So, but they until they find someone to kind of replace it, I agree. I think Frank Wright is definitely gone. Next up, Pete Carroll.
Mm.
Yeah.
Pete
Carroll's gone, dude.
Yeah, I don't know. He's probably gone. I don't know who wants this job either. Like, what do they got going on? Shit, man. They better just tank so they can get a quarterback. Because Geno, not it. Drew Lock, he's got a hose, but they don't let him play. What if like Byron Leftwich was Seattle Seahawks head coach?
No, I got Byron for later.
Okay,
I got Byron for later, dude.
Yeah, maybe next. What do you think for Seattle?
I hate to play like this, but you know this article's got a good suggestion of Dan Quinn. Mm. I don't hate that move. Former Seattle a Seahawks assistant, including that 2013-2014 as a defensive coordinator.
Yeah, they were the Legion of Boom.
Yeah, I mean, that's a guy that makes sense. And again, I don't think they have the worst defense, though maybe going offensive is not a bad idea either. Look for another McVay guy. Who's their OC now?
I don't fucking know.
No, you know what? It's going to be dudes off of Buffalo. Mm. Buffalo's got such a fucking solid team.
Leslie Frazier getting a job this year?
That's not bad.
That would be good. That would be good.
Honestly, Leslie Frazier as the Colts?
Maybe. That's I could see that.
That's not gross.
Cardinals. Kingsbury.
Kingsbury.
This is the year for him. This is Byron Leftwich.
Not for me.
Oh, dude, this is Byron Leftwich all day.
No, I
Kyler Murray, that. Byron Leftwich. Yeah, that would be sick.
Look, you can say what you want. I don't think that's where you go. I think there's a better fit for him. And I think for the Cardinals, I'm going Ken Dorsey.
Mm.
Ken Dorsey out in Buffalo makes a lot of sense. His work with fucking Josh Allen has been remarkable. And bringing in a guy that's got that QB whisperer feel to him just feels right.
And you're saying Byron doesn't have that?
I think Byron's got a better alternative for him to go to.
Because
he's going to be one of the top guys out there.
Okay.
Right. So this is the one that you're saying that you're going with Byron Leftwich, though?
Yeah. Yeah.
I think Kingsbury is definitely on the hot seat.
Do you see what Trevor Lawrence is doing now? He looks like a number one overall pick.
Fuck.
Yeah. Telling you.
Get wrecked. Mike McCarthy.
Not going to get fired.
No, he can't.
He's not going to get fired.
And if he does get fired, it's
Sean Payton.
It's Sean Payton, man. Yeah. There's just no other.
He's not getting fired, though.
Yeah.
Cooper Rush saving him.
I 100% agree with that. Next up, Matt Rhule of the Panthers.
Ugh.
There it is. The name.
Baker Mayfield's going to be the next head coach. They're just going to be like, stop playing.
Ew.
We're going to put Sam at quarterback.
Ew.
You can coach. I have no idea who's going to coach the Panthers. Who's a college guy? I feel like another college guy.
No. In fact, with the way that Matt Rhule has gone.
Yeah, they probably won't go the college route.
They're
going
to want to get someone with a little bit more.
Although
name
Urban
value.
Meyer here seems right.
Shut up.
I mean, just the dumpster fire they got going on right now.
No, that he's got to go to the Commanders.
Oh, yeah, that's true. Him and Dan Snyder get along really well.
Hear me out. Ron Rivera gets scrapped by the Commanders. He goes back to the Panthers.
Mm, okay.
That feels kind of legit.
They got Bieniemy here, too. I like that.
I don't hate it. Josh McDaniels was on their short list as well. He might get scrapped if the fucking Raiders can't win.
I guess. Only 0-3 team right now.
Yeah, that's pretty good. All right. Ron Rivera.
Ron Rivers. Love Ron Rivers.
Oh, my God.
He's getting fired. Yeah. Carson Wentz, not going to work. We said this. We were way ahead of the game on this. If you were excited with Carson Wentz, you were wrong. We were not. God. This could be a college coach. This is like the young QB whisper guy.
I can see this.
This is your McVay move.
They're coming off old head Ron Rivera.
Right. And
they
like,
wanna,
Shanahan still lingers there.
They want to have someone that can be pushed around. And especially, like, I mean, Dan Snyder is going to get forced to sell this team.
No, he's not.
Yes, he is.
They say this every time, and he never sells the team.
He's going to be forced to sell his
team. I'm telling you, my insider information says he's just not going
to sell. Joe Poe?
Yeah. Joe is never... He says, don't ever buy a story that he's going to sell the team because they come out every week. So he's just not going to sell. He's going to be there forever.
I can definitely see them getting a young college guy. I don't know who
Jim Leonard.
Don't. I will fight you. You'd already know Jim Leonard is going to be the next coach at Wisconsin.
Yeah, when they fire
He Chris. Wants nowhere else
yeah,
to be.
He's going
to
be. He knows it. He knows it. That's why he's not leaving.
Yeah,
he knows.
He's just biding his time.
He knows.
In fact, Paul Christ should feel like the breath.
He's going to be the next like offensive line coach for the Patriots that wins the Super Bowl for no reason.
Okay.
That's what they did with Brett Bielema.
So I have not said where I thought Byron Leftwich is going to go because I didn't see the name up here.
Mm.
I'm throwing Byron Leftwich's name in the running for the LA Chargers.
Oh,
Brendan okay. Staley, I feel like has lost his edge.
Hear me out.
Okay.
Byron Leftwich, Denver Broncos.
I think Hackett's job is safe this
year.
For
one more year.
Yeah, because they brought in what's-his-nuts to kind of just, like, help
hold
him.
Hold his dick while he pees?
To help him be a fucking head coach.
Yeah, I don't know.
I think he's safe.
Sure.
I think he's
I don't mind
safe.
Him Chargers, though, because Staley's definitely you right now.
Though, not going to lie, Ken Dorsey to the Chargers as well
yeah,
to kind of work with him. It seems... Seems like a really good
Leslie
fit.
Frazier commander. Kind of see that.
Ooh.
Or yeah, I kind of see
hate that.
That
idea.
Yeah.
But again, I think they got to go. This is going to be like that college replacement.
Mm-hmm.
This feels like the college replacement.
Triple option next year in Washington.
Who do we have for college coaches?
I have no idea who's the next one up.
Who's at A&M?
Jimbo. He ain't leaving.
Oh, shit. That's
yeah,
right.
What do you mean? Come on.
Oh,
Lane
fuck.
Kiffin? He jumps up.
Ew.
Again. Yeah.
Ugh.
Yeah, that's where we're at.
God.
With this. All right. So let's go through our power rankings. We got top five power bottoms here. I have for my top five, it's pretty similar here. Let's go. Let me pull up the roster. Let me pull this up real quick. Okay. I don't want to sound like a complete idiot because I didn't totally look, Dave. I'm not going to lie. I remember the games. I know what the fuck happened. Okay? Don't judge me. I'm going at number five. This is where I'm going to put the Green Bay Packers.
All right.
That seems like a fair spot for them right now.
Sure.
They beat a pretty good team. I think Tampa Bay is pretty close to that five spot. I would probably put Tampa Bay at six.
All right.
I think it's fair to put them above them because they beat them. No
All
matter
right.
how depleted they were, they beat them. Now, at number four, this is where I will put the Rams. Okay, Rams kind of look back. They dominated the, what was it, Cardinals? Yes.
Yeah, who
Cooper
cares?
Rush, decent. Not Cooper Rush. Now I got Cowboys stuck on my head. Cooper Kupp, decent. Next, I'm going to put the Bills at three. They're good. They lost. It sucks. Eagles, you're my two right now. Dolphins, you're my one.
Good man.
Good
man.
Chiefs fall out. You lost to the Colts. That's a tough loss.
Yeah. You can't.
I'm not putting
there.
A team that lost to the Colts above the Packers. I'm sorry. You can call me a fan bias all you want. That's a worse loss no matter what.
I like your pick. My number five is going to be the Rams, though. I think the Rams look a little hesitant, and as you said, they're looking like they're sliding.
Mm.
So even though they kind of jump into our top five from last week, because I don't think they were ranked last time.
Maybe not.
I think they're going to start to fall out of favor. Number four, I'm going to put the Packers.
Okay.
I think that the Packers are the right call, 100%. I unfortunately feel like the Like the Buccaneers are out of favor too. I think that was just such a sloppy game, and with the way that their injury situation is, I don't.
And their
feel...
offense has looked like that all year.
Yeah,
it's been depleted, but it's looked like that all year.
I think it's time to kind of
like Brady should be coming in on Wednesdays. That's what I'm thinking.
Stop it. Number three, I'm going to put the Philadelphia Eagles.
Really?
Yes.
Lower than me.
I do. And that is because the teams that are at 2-1 are the Bills and the Dolphins, respectively. They played each other, man.
Yeah.
I'm not going to knock them super hard. Just the Bills are going to get dropped down a little bit because they played the best team in the league. And they almost won, man. There was a whole bunch to go
Bills
on
can't
from
win
that
close
game.
Games. Bills can't win close games.
Oh,
that's what it is.
Stop it. Stop it.
Okay, let's go bottom five.
Yeah, what's
power
your power
bottoms?
Bottom?
Power bottoms here. At number five worst, I'm going to get ahead of the wave here and go Patriots.
Ooh.
Because Mac Jones is going to be out now.
Well, he's talked about being in.
He's not going to play.
He's talked about being in.
He's not going to play against the Packers and the I expect a big W out of Green Bay.
Okay.
I'm going to put the Raiders at the fourth worst because you're 0-3. That's not a good look, okay? And they play really good halves and really good and then really bad halves. It's actually a stat I saw in the halves that they've won this year.
The haves and the have-nots.
Well, exactly. They're outscoring their opponent like 45-7 in the good halves when they're winning, right?
Sure.
And in the bad halves, it's like 70-16. They're losing.
Rough.
Yeah. I mean, they just got to figure it out. They got to figure that shit out. Next, Houston Texans still don't have a win. I think they're worse. I will put them worse at this point right now. Then I'm going to go with the Seattle Seahawks. I think you got to sell all your stake in the Seattle Seahawks. I don't think they're good, man. I'm not ready to go.
Yeah, they're bad.
They're not fun to watch. They're not good. I was debating on putting Steelers there too, but I left them off the list. Then the worst team, I'm going to put the Commanders, dude. I think the Commanders are bad.
They're so bad.
I really do.
No Falcons.
No, they won last week.
Yeah.
And Cordarrelle Patterson is a beast, as we predicted. Dude, that's what always, we did again. Man. He's going to be your six-week MVP, and right now he's third in the NFL in rushing.
Always, dude. Always. So I am at my number five. I'm going to put a team that is positive in the win total. Mm. The Denver Broncos.
Ooh.
They're fucking atrocious.
They're
dude.
Not fun to watch.
They're fucking gross.
Our no cap recap this last week was during the game, and it was painful to watch.
I would rather watch paint dry. That was so brutal of a game to watch. Russell Wilson.
We needed a butt punt in that game.
Russell Wilson is going to be the meme of the century for us. If you haven't seen his Subway commercial, you will hear it in its entirety over the course of like the next 6 weeks of no cap recaps.
It's ridiculous.
It's so cringy.
It's the cringiest shit I've ever seen.
Just put a little snippet right here. You find whatever piece of the goddamn Subway commercial you want and put it in right now.
Ooh. Be careful though. It's spicy.
All right.
Careful. It's spicy.
Yeah. That's not how he did it. That's not how he did it.
It's spicy. Yeah, that's what it was.
Good God. Yeah. Number four, I'm going to put Las Vegas Raiders. Jesus Christ. I think that those guys are definitely in trouble. And I don't know what it is, man. Derek Carr does not look like Derek Carr. Davante Adams is a defeated man. Did you see that interview this week?
Yes, I did. But he's catching touchdowns still.
Yeah, but guess what? It doesn't mean anything if you can't win for shit.
Like 12 straight games that him and Derek Carr played together, they've thrown a touchdown pass to each other. Or that they've connected on a touchdown. Going back to Fresno.
Yeah, it's pretty sad. My number three team is going to be the New York Jets. They're clearly having problems.
Yeah, I should have put them on my list.
Yeah, and Zach Wilson might be back.
Yeah, that's why I left him off.
Oh, good. Nice cover. But I don't believe in Zach Wilson. I still think he's trash. So, sorry.
I think Zach Wilson with the Jets has a chance to be better than the Patriots without Mac Jones.
Brian Hoyer, dude. I don't know. Axel Hoyer.
Ugh.
Yeah, you know that's his first name?
Axel?
It's like Axel Edward Brian Hoyer.
That's so gross. Or Bailey Zappi.
Bailey Zappi's kind of my guy, dude.
Yeah, he's good.
Number two, I'm going to put the Houston Texans.
Yeah.
They just look, they look fiery, man. They don't have a win. I get it, but I like what they're doing more than
as
what I like with
them,
my
the
number
31st one. Team in the NFL.
Yeah, but you know what I mean? Like, they don't, who do they have? Mark Ingram is their, like, what starting running back?
No, Damian Pierce.
Sorry, I forgot. But Mark Ingram is part of their running back.
Maybe, I don't know. Brandon chart? Cooks. Brandon Cooks. I'll still take him.
Yeah. They'll trade him for like a loaf of bread or something.
A fax machine. Yeah. They don't need a fax anymore.
But a new Bible for their pastor.
Running the whole show.
And number one, you are dead right. Washington Commanders. Mm-hmm. They are garbage.
Week 4 predictions. Time for predictions.
Okay. Predict me this.
So we're about to kick off. What are we taking? Bengals or Dolphins?
Dolphins. Dolphins all the
way. Give me White Tigers, bro. They're wearing the White Tigers today. I'm going Bengals.
Okay. Okay. I get it. You like the White Tiger stuff, but I have no reason to bet against the Dolphins. In fact,
I get it. They're the best team in the NFL, and I just said that 5 minutes ago, but I still really think the White Tiger vibes
are going
off
the
good.
Drip, dog.
Yeah, I really think that's going to be looking really fresh tonight.
Okay. Next up, Vikings and Saints.
Ooh, this is like kind of a revenge game, right? Minnesota Miracle stuff right there.
Yeah.
And all that going on right there. Ooh, yeah, yeah. Give me the Vikings.
Yeah, I have to go Vikings.
Jameis has a broken back.
He broke his fucking leg.
Yeah, and he's not as good.
Right, next up, Seahawks and Lions.
I'm going Lions, dude.
Lions, baby!
Come on.
Let's go!
Just so everyone knows, I am winning. I'm leading now, by the way. Dave didn't want to say the records before because I passed them up.
Let me give you the overalls real fast. I'm 20 and 26. Tom is 21 and 25. So it's there.
Not coming down. Not coming down.
Relax.
We got Lions.
Definitely the Lions. Boom.
They're going to win a game. The only franchise right now that Lamar Jackson doesn't have more touchdowns than in the NFL is the Detroit Lions, and they're 1-2 somehow. Lamar has scored more than every other team in the NFL. More touchdowns. Every single team. Except the Lions.
It's pretty nuts.
That's crazy.
Pretty nuts. Next up, Jets and Steelers.
What a terrible game. Oof. Give me Pittsburgh. I can't pick the Jets. Screw that.
Yeah, the Jets look like shit right now.
And Zach Wilson hasn't played all year. Pittsburgh's defense is semi-legit. I think we can agree on that, right?
Yeah, dude, Minka.
And when it's healthy, it's pretty legit.
How many interceptions does Minka get this game?
Oh, he's getting one on Zach Wilson, for sure. Zach Wilson's throwing three picks.
Good.
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah.
Next up, it's Bears and Giants.
Wow. Oh, wow. This is a tough one.
Are you really having this big of a problem?
You're going to go New York?
Yeah. I'm not betting on
the
Bears.
Where's the game being played?
In New York.
Mm. At what time? Noon?
I would venture to guess.
1 o'clock Eastern?
Okay. Probably.
All right, I'll go New York.
Pussy.
The Bears can't complete a pass. Like, Roquan Smith won the last game for them. He just did.
Okay. Next up, Titans and Colts.
Oh, God. That's another dumpster fire. Give me the Titans.
Oh, look at you.
Yeah, I think so. I don't think the Colts are anything, man.
They
can't figure it out on the offensive line side. They don't run the ball as well as they want. Chiefs kind of gave that one away, if we're all being honest, right? The Chiefs lost more than the Colts won that game. That's fraud. That's not happening again.
Okay, I mean, this is definitely...
Mike Vrabel's going to come out prepared.
This is definitely a toss-up kind of game. you know, you're kind of doubting Frank Reich, though. But another impressive win this past week. Arguably a bigger win. Bigger win.
Take them. Take the Colts.
I'm going to take the Colts.
Yeah, get your heart broken. Is it in Indy or in...
In Indy.
Yeah, well, it's at noon. Ooh, they're going to have the... Yeah.
Oh, no, too late now, motherfucker.
Yeah, no, I like the Titans. I like the Titans. I think they run all over that ass.
All right. Next up, it's Chargers at Texans. Ugh.
Jeez. I mean, Brendan Staley should be fired after this game if he doesn't win it. After this game. I don't care if Justin Herbert is not going to be able to walk. You play Chase Daniel and win this fucking game, okay?
They... This Chargers team is so beat up, dude.
Don't do it.
So beat up.
Don't do it, Dave. You want to... You go ahead. I'm picking the Chargers.
All right. All right, I'll take the Chargers. Just so you know. All right.
I gave you the option.
Okay, next up, it's Browns at Falcons.
Give me Jacoby, bro.
He has played.
Well, it's at Falcons.
Yep.
Ooh, this is a Cordero pattern. Browns, is Myles Garrett going to play? I don't think so, right?
No, definitely not. He was in that car accident this week. We probably could have talked about that, too. Whoops.
Yeah. Well, we had it in there.
If it makes you feel better, I'm taking the Browns.
Okay, I'll take the Browns.
Pussy. Next up, it's Commanders and Cowboys.
Woo! All right. Yeah, give me the Cowboys. Cooper Rush stays undefeated.
Gotta take it. He's, dude, we Backup just talked alert. About...
Jeez, Dave.
Probably should have did it for the Chargers, too.
I don't know. Herbert might play.
Rashawn Slater won't.
Oh.
Neither will Joey Bosa.
Okay. Jeez. Jesus.
Can't help it. Too many backups. So little time. Yeah, Cooper Rush is good. Is like saving Mike McCarthy's job, dude.
Yeah, quarterback controversy.
Oh, let's go!
Jaguars at Eagles?
Yeah.
I really want to take the Jaguars, but I can't. So I'll take the Eagles.
Do it.
No,
do
I'm
it.
Not going to.
Do it,
I don't think
push.
The Jaguars are going to win.
You don't believe? You don't believe in Jalen Hurts?
I will be rooting for the Jaguars this entire game, but I think the Eagles will win.
You pussy.
It's in Philly. Trevor Lawrence might get his blonde Fabio ass eaten up in
you
Philly.
Pussy. Next up, it's the Bills and Ravens.
Ooh, this is a good one. Both 2-1. We're in Baltimore. Lamar's in his bag. I keep saying it. What if this is part of his year? This is part of his contract year.
I know. This one's looking pretty dicey, if you ask me.
What's spread? Is there a spread right in front of it?
I'm looking for it right now. Here it is.
I'm going to say, well, Buffalo. Let me guess. I was going to say Buffalo by 2.
No, -3.
Okay, I was thinking 3 in my head, too. Yeah, give me Baltimore, bro. I'm riding it. Let's ride. That's Denver, bud. That's a free pick for you if you want it. I just like the matchup game a little bit better. Did I not put Baltimore in my top 5? Ooh, but I put the Rams in there. Ah.
No, you're right. You're right to make that bet.
Okay. All right.
I think you are.
I really like Baltimore.
As a collective team, I think the Rams are better right now. I'm not saying that they
if it's a close game, the Bills don't play well, and I think that we can see the Ravens play the Bills close, right?
Yeah. This one is really going to be a shootout, though. I mean,
Bills defense is a lot better than the Baltimore defense. That's the thing.
Bills defense a lot better than the Baltimore defense. Yeah.
So the shootout is going to be very easy.
The Bills
for the
defense
Bills.
Is so depleted right now.
That's true.
Micah Hyde out, yeah. Ed Oliver's out.
Jordan Poyer.
Yeah,
out.
Like that's a problem, dude.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And I part of me was hoping you'd take the Bills because then I could safely take the Ravens. I honestly agree with you. I think the Ravens do
Ooh,
win.
Ooh, let's go.
Yeah, I know that seems
we look so stupid rough, putting dude. The two top teams up there now, and I picked against them, but I really
no,
do.
I think
they're a weekly basis ranking. So
yeah. I think that as of the first three games. I think the Rams are in the top three.
Yeah, sure.
God damn it, top five. I'm so stupid.
I put it.
Next up, it's the Cardinals and Panthers.
Mm.
Yikes.
Mm. God, if this game was 3 weeks later and the teams were in the same boats, this would be who gets fired after.
Yeah.
I guess I'll take the Cardinals, and I hate doing that. I don't like picking that team right now. But they played... They when they are in the mode, they play pretty well.
Give me the Panthers.
Oh, gross.
Yeah, I like the Panthers on this one.
Could be a great jersey game.
They have a solid defense.
Why is that game at 3:00? Ugh.
Because there has to be some garbage.
And Bills Ravens is at noon.
Yeah, that's bad.
What are they doing?
That's bad.
Jeez, man. Broncos at Raiders.
Yes.
Oh, God.
Give me the Raiders. I'm taking them right now. This is their first win. The Broncos look like shit. They look terrible.
Yeah, I know. But the Raiders do too.
They're at home.
Yeah, I know. But Russell Wilson's kind of a road guy. Let's ride, dude. Give me the Broncos.
All right.
Give me the Broncos. Right. I don't know why I'm feeling that. Maybe Hackett shuts up the haters a little bit this week.
Okay. I dig it.
And McDaniels just keeps digging his hole.
Patriots and Packers. I'm taking the Packers.
Yeah.
Give me plus 21 on this.
Oh, I was going to do that.
I know. That's why I jumped it ahead of you. You're taking the Packers too, I assume.
I am.
Yeah, I had to. I had to jump in. I'm sorry.
Can I maybe reevaluate an earlier pick then with it? Because I was going to pick it for this one.
I know. That's why I had to take it, damn it. Otherwise, I was really in fucking tough shape.
Okay. Well, maybe I might have my answer for that. Oh, God. There's only one more fucking game. Shit. Okay. Well, yes. I'm going to take the Packers as well.
Okay.
And now you pick Sunday night while I think about what the
21. Sunday night's Chiefs and Bucks. I don't have faith in the Bucks right now. Give me the Chiefs.
Yeah, I don't know if the Bucs offense is going to be able to score enough. I will make this a much more fun 21-pointer.
Like, honestly, you could take the 21-1.
Wait, don't tell me, because I'm going to tell you who I'm picking.
Okay, tell me.
I'm picking the Detroit Football Lions.
Ooh, that's a good one.
Over the Seahawks.
Yeah, that's a good one,
dude.
Fuck
it, dude. The Lions score. The offense works. Maybe they get a game where they catch Geno Smith lacking a little bit.
So I like that. Every game Geno Smith plays?
I'm just saying I really think that could be fun, and I want to root for that now. And if I go 0-2 again because of the fucking Lions on my 21-pointer, that's my fault. But for some reason, why not?
Hear me out. Like, if you snuck in that that plus 21 on the Packers before me, I could see the Chiefs smoking the Bucks.
I was thinking that too.
Like, I honestly think that is a really good play.
Like, are you thinking Chargers, Texans, Eagles,
no.
Jags, maybe?
Maybe, but yeah.
Titans, Colts?
No, I definitely wouldn't. There's not enough.
Saints, Vikings? It's noon Kirk, high noon Kirk.
Maybe.
But it's in the Metrodome.
Maybe. Yeah. I don't know. Honestly, we've been terrible on our plus 21.
Oh, yeah.
We haven't hit a single one. But to be fair, we have not been able to really call them.
There's only been one every week.
Yeah, one game. And last week it was like really weird, wasn't it? It was like...
It was the Jaguars. It was the Jaguars Chargers.
Yeah, what? You thought we were going to make that play?
But
no
there
chance.
Has been one every week, I think.
Yes. Yes, there has.
So we can pick one. We're going to keep doing
it. All right, hot take it.
All right, hot takes. This episode of Hot Takes is brought to you by Hot Farts, because I just farted. I have a hot take, and it revolves around the Las Vegas Raiders.
All right.
And actually, I lied. I have a different one that I like better. I have a hot take, and it revolves around the Baltimore Ravens.
Okay.
And it's that Lamar Jackson will get a $400 million contract.
All right. I honestly don't even think that that's that hot of a take. With the way that he's been playing, they're going to have to break the fucking bank to get Lamar Jackson. Otherwise,
he might make more per year than Mahomes, but he will get less overall. He might get like an 8-year 400.
Does he, if he doesn't go to Baltimore, does he get that fat contract from Washington and then proceed to suck it up royally over there?
I think he would look really cool on the Saints. I think that would be a fun one.
Honestly, Indy.
Indy? Ugh.
Ooh, no. Look at those whites, man.
Gross. Ew, no. I don't like that at all.
Chicago?
Oh, that would suck.
That would be the worst.
That would fucking That'd be suck, the worst. Dude.
All right, here is my hot take. It came out earlier this week that the Bucks made a move or attempted to make a move for Jordan Clarkson. Did not pass. I'm saying they get it done and they get Jordan Clarkson.
Oh, my God. If they get Jordan Clarkson, we might as well make room for a third one of these up here. Because
ooh, you're going to be able to snag one of those?
Palermo's? Palermo's Pizza, baby.
They're
making the Stranger Things pizza.
Good for them.
Do you know what that is? I don't know. I don't watch Stranger Things.
I haven't watched a single minute.
Oh, okay. Well,
though Winona Ryder's in it, she's hot.
Good for you.
But Jordan Clarkson, I think they know that, like, the Bucks know they need to make one more big move. And I don't know if that means Jordan Clarkson, who personally, I think that should be your number one get, or Jay Crowder. I think Jay Crowder ends up being that enforcer guy that they are looking for too. He might take a decent deal to come back home, right? Marquette guy, clearly on the last couple years of his playing career. What do you think about that? Jay Crowder, what if they got Jay Crowder and Jordan Clarkson? Would you shit bricks?
Yeah, that would be pretty lit. With a healthy Bucks team and those guys added to it, that would be pretty lit.
I don't think you need to give all that much to get Jordan Clarkson.
Oh, I hope not.
I think he's what?
I think he can get you 20.
He's 30?
Yeah.
I think he's 30 years old.
Who do we even have? I don't even know who we have on the depth right now.
Grayson Allen.
Is Jordan Waragon?
No, they signed him.
Mm.
2 years, $6 million.
Yeah, I like him.
I like Jordan Wara. He just needs some fucking defense is really all that he needs.
He might be traded.
Package him for part of the deal
for
Jordan Clarkson?
Yeah.
I'm okay with that.
Yeah.
I'm definitely okay with that.
Yeah.
So, how about Nawara, George Hill, Grayson Allen, and could he get it done with a second-round pick with that?
Yeah, probably.
Maybe?
George Hill, like 2 years ago, better than George Hill last year.
For sure, but I think he needs to be part of it to like make that salary match.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Let's get to the quick hits.
Quick you hit.
Okay. Let me start it off here. Pickleball. It is in right now. Major League Pickleball taking over. Investors all over now. Draymond Green investing and LeBron James. Buying into Major League Pickle. New ownership headlines the group. Maverick Carter's a part of that too. You know, that's his boy. They'll lead the group. Also includes Kevin Love as well with it. First of its kind team in the... It's a team league in the United States. So, shout out to that. We were on the pickleball wave.
Let's go, dude. Let's go!
Next. On the quick hits list, let me scroll just to make sure that I don't miss one that I would rather say. Okay, so for the next one, I'm going to shout out Charlie Woods, Tiger Woods' son.
Okay.
Tiger Woods caddied for him, and he shot his career best round of golf.
Let's go!
Like, that's got to mean something. That's got to be Tiger knew what the fuck was going on. And he was going to make sure his kid knew what the fuck was going on.
Yeah, I'm down with that.
And then to take a completely opposite direction of quick hits, do you remember Jim Edmonds?
Yeah, the Cardinals player for a long time.
Played
right?
a year on the Brewers,
yes,
too.
He did. Only a year? I thought it was two.
Maybe two, but definitely was just way better on the Cardinals than he was on the Brewers.
Yeah, the Jeff Suppan of, like, outfielders.
So he just got married.
Good for him.
Mm-hmm. To the lady that him and his ex-wife had a three-way with.
That's a bad move, dog.
Oh shit, Jim Edmonds.
Yeah, that's a bad look, dude.
I mean, whoa. That headline came across my face, and I was like, yeah, that's just gonna be said.
I'm sorry.
Now.
Phrasing came across your face.
A couple faces, probably.
You might have to put that for our no cap recap Sunday.
Not my face. That's my quick hits.
All right. I got some quick hits as well. Some pretty crazy shit this week. First, did you hear about the Marlins pitcher?
Oh, with the box, right?
Yes. Richard Blyer called for three box in one at bat.
Yeah, against... none of them were box either.
I'm sorry.
What is a box?
Well, first of all, box have like... the most sketchy rule calling of all time.
No one knows what a balk is. You just call it.
Yeah, it's more or less just any time there is some type of trickery to the runners on base. Like, that is how a balk is labeled, right? So, where it's like a fake move to try to deceive the runner at all, like dropping the ball and picking it up to like throw it back. In this instance, it was like his pitching motion.
He wasn't coming to a complete stop.
Which is just dumb. First of all, here's the thing. Richard Blyer has been in the fucking league for 15 years.
Yes.
572 professional baseball appearances. And never in his seven big league seasons has he ever been called for a balk.
Mm-hmm.
And now... three. What?
Yeah, that ump was just like, fuck it. This is my game.
Yeah, and I believe the John Tumpane. Wow, that's a name. John Tumpane was the first base umpire. And, you know, you're not allowed to argue box.
We should get robo umps for box.
Yeah, how would you do that?
How are you going to do that? We need the robo umps to get box called on it.
Sure.
Before we need them to call the strike zone.
Thank God Don Mattingly actually did something, got up, yelled at them. Good for him. Because fuck John Tumpane. I'm sorry. I watched the three box. I do not see the balk. In fact, to me, they're three of the same pitches. So
he was consistent.
Yeah, exactly. Consistently balking. Next, remember that movie Smile?
Yes.
Yes, right? Mm-hmm. It's coming out tomorrow, or at this point, today. The creepy horror movie that Paramount has actually been paying actors to go in front of both Yankees games, Mets games, Dodgers games, and just sit there doing that creepy-ass smile.
Yeah.
That is some fucking advertising. Did you see the pictures of this shit?
Yeah, the lady just smiling in the middle.
The best one, though, is the girl that's at the game. And she ends up getting yelled at by the fucking security guard. That, to me, is hilarious. Absolutely hysterical. Did you end up seeing that?
Yeah, I think they were talking about the same lady.
Well, no, except they've been all over the place, though.
Right, yeah.
But look at her in that bright green shirt.
Yeah, that's the lady I'm talking about.
That is some fucking awesome advertisement. Also, the minute that she's just like, okay, and like sits down is really funny. So good on you for that. Next up, we have a new world record.
For?
Zero gravity soccer. A soccer game has taken place at 20,230 feet in the air. Portuguese soccer legend Luis Figo and a team of international players ended up putting their skills to the test in zero gravity to break a Guinness World Record for a high-altitude game of soccer.
Oh, yeah.
That's pretty cool, dude. All organized by MasterCard with a bunch of players. Yeah, a plane specifically outfitted with an onboard soccer field, and the flight took a parabolic path to simulate zero gravity.
I just remembered I forgot a quick hit I wanted to do.
Oh, my fucking God. Get your quick hit. Hurry up.
Yadi Molina is going to coach the World Baseball Classic of 2023 for Puerto Rico.
Cool. look at this. Look at this fucking game. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, that's pretty sick.
Right?
That's pretty sick.
That is that quick hit. And my last one, I find this one to be quite hysterical. Right now in Iowa, there are three escaped rodeo bulls that have been evading capture for weeks.
Mm.
Three bulls, residents of an Iowa county, are trying to locate them after they escaped from a rodeo and have been evading capture for more than 3 weeks.
Fuck.
A total five bulls initially escaped from the TNC Rodeo Company on September 3rd, and two of the animals were later caught. The remaining three bulls have been spotted in the areas of Fonda and Pomeroy in Pocahontas County. But
these are made-up places in the Midwest.
Officials say they've proven difficult to capture due to the fields of corn that make them perfect hiding places.
Hey, you want to go to Fonda, Idaho? Or, fuck, Iowa. Fonda these nuts.
What do you think? Do we do we try to like capture a bull?
Absolutely not. So, bulls will fuck you up, dude.
So here's the thing. Pocahontas County Sheriff's Office said it does not consider the loose bulls to be a law enforcement issue.
Yeah, because they're like, I'm not fucking with that, dude. I mean, you got to shoot those. Like, you're not going to be able to rile that back up like now.
Yeah, literally all the rodeo chief has said was that rodeo workers are confident the bulls will be easier to locate once the local corn is harvested. When is that? You got some fucking angry ass bulls out there,
it's
dude.
It's Iowa. Isn't it just like 24/7, 365 corn? Like what?
Also, like, how are you going to track them? Also, shouldn't you have trackers on these fucking bulls?
Yeah, I mean, maybe this has just never happened before.
Just nuts to me, man. Be careful out there, Pocahontas County.
There it is. Down the Wire, episode 86. Booyah. That was a good one. That was solid. A lot of good shit. A lot of fun stories. NBA, MLB, NFL, wherever you want your sports news is where you want it. Professional sports in the unprofessional ways. My name is Tom Wirtz. This is my brother Dave. Thank you guys so much for tuning in to the Down the Wire podcast. If you like this podcast, you guys should download us wherever you get your podcasts. Doesn't matter where you get podcasts, we're on it. I promise. Spotify, Apple Podcasts. What's the other one? Stitcher. That's the one I always forget to say. Google Podcasts. We're on that one as well.
There's a Google podcast.
Yeah, I know. It's crazy. We're on them all. We're on all these podcast platforms. If you don't want to download us, it's okay, though. You guys can always check us out on thechairshot.com.
Try to find me in the fucking cornfield.
Peace.
Every time we do it, y'all, we do it with fire. Yeah, sports podcast Down the Wire. Every time we do it, y'all, we do it with fire. Yeah. Sports podcast Down the Wire. Down the Wire. Yeah, Down the Wire. Yeah, Tom and Dave Wirtz. Yeah, Down the Wire. Yeah, Down the Wire. Yeah, Down the Wire. Yeah, Tom and Dave Wirtz. Yeah, Down the Wire. Yeah.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.